Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.
It's time for the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. Our coverage continues now at the stadium.
Welcome back here to Bombers Stadium after the Bombers pull off a great 24-21 Houdini-type win, we'll call it,
amazing.
After five turnovers. You said the stats against when you have five turnovers are just against
you,
right, Russ?
Yeah, the deck stacked against you on five turnovers.
But we were able to pull it off. You've been listening to the postgame show brought to you by Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, Don Franklin provide custom design plans of treatment and recovery for a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions, getting you back in the game of life quickly. Man, tonight we've got some awesome things to give out. Player of the game?
I think it's only one guy, Kelso Hott.
Hot-O-Matic. Hot-O-Matic. I was worried. We've been calling him Hot-O-Matic all week, and my man didn't let me down. Kelso, you know, the player of the game is brought to you tonight by Brad's Home Entertainment. See the complete line of Traeger Woodfire pellet grills exclusively at Brad's Home Entertainment.
That's a tough kick, too, at that tight angle. He has a great kick.
He just nailed it.
Good for him.
As soon as he hit it, he threw his hands up. He knew he had it. Impact player of the game. Tonight's impact player of the game is brought to you by First Choice Home Care. First Choice is always the best choice when it comes to personal home care for your loved ones. We are proud partner with the communities we serve to support our local athletes and family.
We went with Jet Hannaford. You know, Jet had a couple of good kick returns to get us some drives started. Had some big receptions. I thought he really contributed tonight getting us back. After us having a really rough first half offensively, second half we clicked along. Did have one more interception, but Jet Hannaford's the impact player of the game.
Dirty Jersey Award. The Dirty Jersey Award is brought to you by North Arkansas Dental Group, your family-friendly dental center. Let your smile change the world.
Yeah, Dirty Jersey. I went with Anthony Milburn.
Yeah,
you know that last drive, he was critical. He had a big catch on the 1 yard line to set up a touchdown earlier in the game. And this last drive, it was what did we say, fourth and 15 or third and 15. He gets about 13 of that on a catching a pass on the sideline. So we give him the Dirty Jersey Award.
And, you know, speaking of the drive of the game, I think that's going to be our drive of the game. The drive of the game is brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Clay Maxey Chevrolet is honored to support our schools, our teachers, and administration and students. Go Bombers. You know, we got that ball. They went for it, fourth and two. Their coaches said, I'm going to put it in my quarterback's hand in their own territory. But their defense answered the call. They had two lost yardage plays in a row. We had third and 15. We came out in that unique formation, whatever you want to call it. We had guys out to the right, guys in the left, and then we went near side and was able to throw that ball near side, and Milburn was able to run that ball down and get 13 of those 15 yards back.
Yeah, the drive of the game was that last drive put together, went for it on fourth and two, got it, and got down almost. Hubbard almost gets the touchdown, leaves us on the one-foot line, and Kelso Hot-O-Matic comes in and wins it for us.
17-yard field goal. I mean, is this
a walk-off field goal.
Kickoff, huh?
Yeah.
Kickoff, field goal, whatever you want to call it. But I think that's the drive of the game. We are going to take a quick break. We've got one more thing to come back with the stats. We're waiting on those. It looks like Neil Denton from the Baxter Bulletin is sending those right to us right now. We will be back. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Knox Orthopedics postgame show will return in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Visiting with Clay Maxey. Hey, you're a big fan of youth athletics. What message do you have for those young athletes out there today?
Hey, stick it out. It's easy to have a bad day and think that it'd be easier just to quit or to go home and set your own schedule, but you don't ever want to look back and wish that you'd have stuck it out, because the team camaraderie, it just does so much for life, and the skill sets that it builds for your career, managing relationships, even managing through your family life and your marriage.
Here's to Friday night under the lights. Go Bombers from ClayMaxeyChevrolet.com.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Schaub with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemek Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemek Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
To school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Touchdown!
Now back to the stadium for more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we appreciate you coming back with us with your Knox Orthopedic postgame show. We got some stats here. Tonight's game stats are brought to you by FNBC, where your small business is their main business. Give them a call at 425-2265 to connect with one of their business bankers to help you grow a new idea or expand an existing business. FNBC, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Tonight's game stats, thanks to Neil Denton of the Baxter Bulletin. Offense, Mount Home was able to get 452 yards of offense after having 202 at halftime.
24 points out of 450 yards. That's, yeah. You don't hear that much.
Russellville had 193 yards. Mountain Home, Cade Yates, 26 for 46, 294 yards. However, he was responsible for 4 interceptions and a fumble. Mountain Home did have 5 turnovers, which is probably why this game, if you look at offense, was not a blowout.
Right, yeah.
Right? Hannaford had 11 receptions for 139 yards. Cade also rushed for 16 rushes for 42 yards. Hubbard rushed the ball 28 times for 95 yards. Russellville Jones, their quarterback, 8 for 19 passing, 110 yards. None bigger than the 2 yards he didn't get in that 4th and 2 where it gave Mountain Home the chance to go win the ball. He rushed the ball 13 times for 52 yards. Abington had 2 receptions for 65 yards. That's what he had at halftime. Daniels was 12 rushes for 35 yards. So we were able to hold Daniels in check, which is something we talked about before the game. Those stats are brought to you once again by FNBC, proud sponsor of the post-game stats. Russ, we were listening to the calls. You know, everything kind of held serve for Mountain Home. Greenwood won. Lake Hamilton won. Both big. Mountain Home was able to jump ahead of Russellville here in that all-important 5th.
Right, Little Rock Christian beats PA.
We get
to go down to PA at Little Rock next week after a loss and see what we can do. But there's a lot of stuff to build on for this game. I mean, the defense played well.
Defense played good.
A lot was expected of the defense tonight because our offense put us in some bad positions. But, you know, if you say 5 turnovers and someone says you can win by 3, you take it every time. The stats aren't good for scoring, you know, having 5 turnovers and winning. So.
Yep. Once again, we're here at Bomber Stadium. We will be in Little Rock, West Little Rock, next week. Pulaski Academy coming off a big loss here from Little Rock Christian. At one point, it was like 55-17 or something crazy. It was way out there. I don't know what the final ended up being. But they're going to be hungry. Mountain Home has a lot to build off of. They got to clean up the turnovers to go on the road and win in the 6A West. But you'll take the win tonight.
Yeah, you'll take it every time, especially with 5 turnovers. Just give me a W.
Yep. Well, Russ, I appreciate you joining the book. Tobias is on the road in Nashville with family. He was out on us, and, you know, we miss him. T, can't wait for you to get back. But, Russ, appreciate you joining me. Maybe
no
be
problem.
With us next week if the scheduling works out. And, hey, for Russ Rawls, I'm Brad Coleman. Thanks to Matt Sharp back at the studio with his awesome production there. Neil Denton with the Baxter Bulletin have given the stats and the feed that we have from XL7. We appreciate everybody to help make this possible. We'll see you next week. Once again, Bombers win this game 24-21 here at Bomber Stadium.
We'll have more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
4 excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 4 area locations, No. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Everyone is in a hurry these days, even when it comes to their banking. But sometimes you still need to talk to a real person. Arvest Bank's new ATM with live teller in Mountain Home is bringing customers a convenient way to do just that. You'll get the personalized touch of a teller-supported banking without the hassle of having to go into the bank. Just drive through and connect with one of our friendly associates with just a touch of a button, whenever it's convenient for you. Visit your Arvest branch location with ATM LT at 2619 Highway 62 East to try out the Arvest ATM with live teller today.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Get ready for a touchdown of choices at Village Carpet Shop. Discover an extensive array of flooring options, including renowned brands like Shaw, Mannington, Mohawk, and Armstrong. Stop by and see the Flooring Gallery featuring the best waterproof luxury vinyl floors. Residential or commercial, they've got your flooring needs covered. Find them on Facebook or visit VillageCarpetShop.com. Village Carpet Shop. You stand on it, they stand behind it. Best wishes to the Mountain Home Bombers for a victorious 2023 football season. Let's score big, Bombers!
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
The Knox Orthopedics postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back to the studio with Matt Sharp.
And thank you for joining us here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home as the Mountain Home defeats Russellville for their first conference victory, 24-21 on a walk-off field goal by Kelso Hunt. It's good for Mountain Home to get that first conference win and maybe gain a little momentum and as they move along in the 6A West. I tell you what, they're going to have their hands full probably with a very angry Pulaski Academy team as we look over some of the scores. The Bruins came into tonight ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A. They made the short trip to Little Rock Christian, who is ranked 4th in Class 6A, and the Bruins ended up losing to the Warriors, and it was not close. Actually, the mercy rule was put into effect in this game, 55-13. Christian beat PA tonight. As a result, I never would have expected. I don't think a lot of others would have as well. Also in the 6A West tonight, Lake Hamilton defeated Solemn Springs 54-7. And Greenwood, who's 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, breezed past Van Buren 61-17. Greenbrier was idle this week. On the local level, tough night for Yellville Summit as they started conference play with a 20-0 loss at Perryville. Also tonight, Salem, who is currently ranked 2nd in Class 3A, had an easy time defeating Atkins 56-14. Harrison playing at Farmington this evening. Let's see if that game has gone final. It has. And Farmington comes from behind to defeat the Goblins by a final score of 43-40 tonight. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, it was Conway, who's number 1 overall and in Class 7A, shutting out Little Rock Southwest 56-0. There was actually one game that was played last night. It was number 2, Little Rock Parkview, who's also number 1 in Class 5A, Oliver Hot Springs, 54-7. Bryant, who is 3rd in the state overall and number 2 in Class 7A, playing at Fort Smith Northside tonight. And the Hornets breeze past Northside, 48-7 this evening. Number 5, Fayetteville, who is also number 3 in Class 7A, went to Centerton and pounded Bentonville West, 56-21. It was number 6, Bentonville, who is also number 4 in Class 7A, all over Harbor tonight, 73-39 over in Springdale. And number 8, Rogers, who is also number 5 in Class 7A, playing at 10th-ranked Fort Smith Southside. And I don't And the last update we had, that game had not gone final. Last score we had was from the fourth quarter. Mountie's up on Southside, 38-24. And number nine, Cabot, ended up beating Jonesboro tonight by a final score of 27-14. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 7A Top 5. In the Class 6A Top 5, the ones I haven't yet mentioned, number three, Benton, defeated El Dorado tonight, 56-7. And number five, Little Rock Catholic, playing at home tonight against Searcy. Last score we had was from the second quarter. The Rockets were up on the Lions, 24-0. In the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number two, Shiloh Christian, beat up on Dardanelle tonight by a final score of 49-7. Number three, Mills, hosting Whitehall tonight down in Little Rock. And we have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. I believe the Pine Bluff game has gone final. And see if we got an update. Nope, actually, I take that back. The last score we had was from the fourth quarter. The Zebras up on Maumelle by a final score of 41-25. Again, Pine Bluff coming into this game ranked fourth in Class 5A. One thing I forgot to mention about that game between Parkview and Hot Springs, that the Trojans of Hot Springs are number five in Class 5A. We're going to take another break and come back and check some more scores among the ranked teams as Mountain Home again defeats Russellville tonight by a final score of 24-21. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return to the studio in just a moment with more of the Knox Orthopedics Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial Bank is committed to their customers. Patience, perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success both on and off the field of play. Whether you're cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is there for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Lindsay's Excavation brings decades of experience in the field of excavation. Their team of skilled professionals is dedicated to providing superior service with every project they undertake. Using state-of-the-art equipment, they tackle projects of all sizes with precision and efficiency. They have the knowledge and tools to get the job done right. Contact them today at 870-405-2423 or visit their website at lindsayexcavation.com.
Matt Sharp continues with more of the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And do want to let you know that coming up after the after tonight's broadcast is over, after we wrap up the Knox Orthopedics postgame show, we will be joining In Progress, the Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show, as Rex Nelson will come to you live from Little Rock until midnight, giving you all the scores from around the state of Arkansas. Let's take a look at now moving down to the Class of 4A Top 5. Number one, Warren defeated McGee 55-14 this evening. It was second-ranked Harding Academy all over Stuttgart, 42-6. Fourth-ranked Elkins top Gravett, 41-20. And number five, DeWitt, was a 49-20 winner at Star City. Third-ranked Malvern was idle this week. In the Class 3A top five games I haven't yet mentioned, number one, Prescott pounded Gurdon 52-7. It was third-ranked Hoxie over Risen, 49-12. Fourth-ranked Boonville defeated Hackett 46-14. And number five, Magnet Cove shut out Danville 44-0. In the Class 2A top five, number one, Mineral Springs defeated Foreman by a final score of 48-6. It was number two, Hazen destroying Hampton tonight 65-8. Second-ranked Carlisle blanked Bearden 42-0. Number four, Des Arc defeated Earl 48-20. And it was number five, East Poinsett County 46-18. Looking at the eight-man level, we don't have a final score yet for Izard County, who is, well, actually, I take that back. I think that game just went final, at least the score update just became final. So let me see if I can get that for you real quick. Okay. So that game has gone final. Izard County, who is currently ranked third in classes 2A and 1A, defeated Midland tonight by a final score of 60-14 down over in Pleasant Plains. Marshall ended up losing to the second-ranked team in classes 4A and 3A, Corning 56-0. Mountain View came into tonight remaining number one in classes 4A and 3A, and the Yellow Jackets went on the road and shut out Fountain Lake by a final score of 26-0. The only game in the class 4A3 top three that I haven't yet mentioned was third-ranked Subiaco Academy defeating Cutter Morning Star 68-26. And in the classes 2A, 1A top three, the teams I haven't yet mentioned, number two, Mountain Pine, defeated Marvel tonight 64-28. Number one, Rector, was idle this week. So let's look at what else has been going on in the state. That's going to wrap up the Knox Orthopedics postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Again, we'll be joining Rex Nelson as he will continue In Progress with the Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show, and he will be giving you the scores from around the state up until midnight tonight. So our next broadcast will come your way next Friday night, as Mountain Home will be back on the road. They'll head down to Little Rock to take on the Bruins of Pulaski Academy, who again lost big to Little Rock Christian 55-13. That was just a surprise, probably the biggest surprise in the state overall tonight. So the Bruins might come a little angry. Maybe Mountain Home can use this win tonight and gain a little momentum going up against the Bruins. Kickoff was scheduled for 7 o'clock. We will be along around 5:30 to begin our coverage with Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School game day. So be sure you tune in if you can't make it. And you can also watch the game on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. So again, Mountain Home gets a 3-point win on a walk-off field goal by Kelso Hunt. That's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Brad Coleman and Russ Rawls over at the stadium. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. For everyone at Class Kits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Stadium, the Mountain Home Bombers 24 and the Russellville Cyclones 21. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Knox Orthopedics postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber football is brought to you by American Safeguard Insurance, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clay Maxey Chevrolet, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Lindsay's Excavation, North Arkansas Dental Group, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, the Salvation Army, State Farm agent James Boyette, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, Village Carpet Shop, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.